يكون سبق الموعد. In this ayat karima, Allah Ta'ala says, remember me, I am remembering you. So Allah Ta'ala remembers His creation all the time. When we remember Allah Ta'ala in the obedience of Allah, like we make the zikr of Allah, what we make the salah now, whatever we do in the obedience of Allah, Allah remembers us by showering His mercy, His kindness, His favors upon us. And if a person commits disobedience of Allah's sons, etc., also Allah remembers him by reminding him to not commit sin, or by punishing him, etc. But Allah remembers every creation of His all the time. When we remember Allah Ta'ala, it comes in a hadith, if we remember Allah Ta'ala individually on our own, then Allah also remembers us individually on His own. And when we remember Allah Ta'ala in a gathering, like now we are all together, we are sitting and we are making, we're going to make the zikr, remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah remembers us in a gathering which is more better than this gathering. And that is explained in a hadith, in the Allah calls an ijtima, and the arwah al-mursaneen, the arwah, the ruh of all the rasuls, Allah gathers them. وَعِنْدَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, and all the malaika who are very close to Allah Ta'ala. Not all the malaika. Just like sometimes we have a tablighi jur for the old workers. And all are not supposed to come, the old workers are supposed to come. So for this ijtima, Allah calls the rasuls, which are a grade higher than the anbiya. And Allah calls the malaikatul muqarrabin, the malaika who are very close to Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah remembers that gathering in His gathering, which is more superior than our gathering. And how does Allah remember us? That will come just now in detail. How Allah actually boasts about those people who are in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the hadith that there is one group of malaika, angels, whose only work is to make gasht, to look for the gatherings of zikr. All the time, the whole world, they are going around looking for the gatherings of zikr. And when they find such a gathering, they call out to the other malaika, halumma, halumma, come, what we are looking for is ye. Like ye now, it is how we know the hadith is the true words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our yaqeen is that at this moment, those malaika have found this gathering here. And they are calling to the other malaika to come here to masjid. What is the masjid's name? Nuruddin. To masjid Nuruddin. Here in Roderick Island. So they all are gathering here. Just like, for example, we lose the key in the house or anything. Then the whole, everyone is looking for it. The one who finds it, he calls it, oh, I found it, I found it. Like this malaika say, I found that gathering of zikr in the small island of Roderick Island, in Masjid Nuruddin. Then all that malaika gather here. We make our safs one behind the other. Malaika make their safs one on top of the other, until they reach by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah asks them, وَهُوَ عَالَمُ. Allah knows everything. But now He's asked, cross-examining them, He's questioning them. And what is He asking them? Why does He ask them? إِكْرَامًا لَهُمْ. In order to show the great honor of these people who are gathered for zikr, that is why Allah Ta'ala asked them. Allah asked them, from where are you coming? They're saying they're from Masjid Nuruddin in Roderick Islands. Allah asks, and Allah knows, why you people went there, what's happening there? They say the people are gathered for the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah asks, did they see me? No, they haven't seen you, O Allah. Had they seen me, they should have even made more zikr of yours. What do they want? They want Jannat. Have they seen Jannat? No. Had they seen Jannat, they should have even made more effort for Jannat. What are they asking protection from? Jahannam, hellfire. Have they seen Jahannam? No. Had they seen, they should have even made much more effort. So in this way, Allah is asking to show the honor that for what these people are gathered. And this gathering of zikr, it also comes in the hadith that wherever there is a gathering, there is a group of malaika that surround this gathering. Envelope them. حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ. And Allah's rahmat descends upon this people. And what is Allah's rahmat? Allah's rahmat, tawfiq and ta'at. Allah gives them the tawfiq, the ability to please Allah, to do the action which please Allah. When Allah is pleased with us, then faraghi ma'isha, Allah gives us our rozi in abundance. A comfortable, good abundance, Allah gives us rozi. So both of our work of dunya is done. Deen also and dunya also. And akhirat, bila hisab maghfira. No questioning, like you just go through the green light and no questioning. And dukhul jannat, you enter jannat. This is Allah's rahmat that is descending on this gathering. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ. And sakina descends upon these people. What is sakina? The Quran Sharif itself defines sakina. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. That Allah sent the sakina that the iman the people got, it increases that iman. Iman become more stronger. So by sitting in the gathering of zikr, Allah's rahmat comes down. Sakina comes down. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. And the malaika are surrounding this gathering. One great alim, Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi alayh, in his great work of the commentary of Bukhari Sharif Fathul Bari, he writes in there that why do the malaika throng come around here? They envy this group. And the malaika are so great, but they are envying and they are surprised at this group. Amongst the things that they are surprised, and these things Allah is also boasting about in front of the malaikatul muqarrabin and the ruh of the mursaleen, the rasuls. What is it? One, when Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the malaika themselves objected. أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءُ. That you're going to make such people, they are going to be doing crime, killing, murdering, fighting all the time. Man's nature is like that. You're putting such people on the earth. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. And for your zikr, for your tasbih, we are there. We are always making your zikr, the malaika said. Now that same malaika are seeing, like in a small island, like Roderick Island, people have gathered for the zikr. They say, we objected, but see them today. They have got up so early, Fajr, and they are sitting here, and they are making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The second is that they say that these people have got 1,001 necessities to see. They got their family, they got their children. Today the wife is sick, you have to take a doctor. Today your child needs a pair of shoes, you have to go buy shoes. You've got a problem with your telephone account, with this account, that account. All the time, 1,001. Malaika haven't got any need. They got no house. They don't have to worry a tap is leaking. They don't worry any. A washer is worn out. They don't have to worry about a wife. They got no wife. They got no. They only made for Allah's ibadah. So they say, if we make Allah's ibadat, it's no big deal. But these people who got 1,001 things to see to, and they taking out time, and they are making Allah's ibadat, how many of them, they like to go back to bed now. Somebody like their coffee or their tea now. Somebody, whatever work they got to do, open the shop, they're busy, but they're sitting for the zikr of Allah. The malaika say, that these people have got the desire to commit sin also. They got nafs with them. And nafs wants to go to sin. Malaika got no nafs. They don't have any desire for any sin whatsoever. These people have got so much desire. They're putting their desires one side and they're sitting to make the zikr of Allah. The malaika are astonished. And they wonder, are we the malaika or are these people the malaika? And also that they haven't seen Allah, they haven't seen Jannah, Jahannam. We see Allah all the time, the malaika say. We see Jannah. So if we make the zikr of Allah, His obedience, it's no big deal. These people who have never seen, and they are making, this is something. Then Allah Ta'ala also don't want us the whole day we must make zikr. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Remember me for a little while after Fajr and after Asr. All the in-between time I will be sufficient for you. So when we make Allah zikr for a while, and this is just like one grandfather, grandmother, ask all the children, grandchildren, they must come home for a certain occasion, Eid or whichever occasion. And when they come, then what they want first, all must meet them first. Go make salam, sit with them, ask them how are you, etc. And then if you sit longer, they will also say, we prepared, like for the children, we got a jungle jump there, we got things for them to play, we got we prepared biryani for you, for the small children, we got lollipops, go eat, we brought all this for you. So Allah also wants us to remember Him first. Then Allah said, go and see to your family also, see to your business also, no problem, go, but remember me first. So we remember Allah Ta'ala, then Allah announces and says, Qumu, enough now, you made me happy, you remembered me, now you can stand up and you can go. But you go in this condition, maghfoor Allah, that all your sins are forgiven. And not only your sins are forgiven, qad baddaltu sayyi'atikum hasana, all your evil sins, your evil, I've converted it into good deeds now. This the malaika, when they see all this happening, they say to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, that one person who came, he didn't come for zikr. He came there only to give a message, to collect a key, to give something or whatever else it was. He didn't actually come for zikr. Allah says, Hum qawmun la yishqa bihim jaleesuhum. These are so blessed people that whoever just make any contact with them, sit with them for a little while, greet them, look at them with respect and love, I do that person's work also. I forgive him also. So there is a very Mubarak gathering. We should try and have it regularly, inshallah. Or ask Maulana what time, when. And regularly we should try and have a gathering of the zikr of Allah. Now we'll make little bit zikr.